What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the hottest podcast on Tuesday nights, hosted by a guy named Shannon, featuring Asa Gray and Ali Hebert. It's Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man, the only podcast hosted on Tuesday nights by Shannon Young with Asa Gray and Ali Hebert, might I add. Don't settle for imitators.
Oh, this is, I feel like I got some bad news to break to you.
What?
We'll talk after the show.
Is there a better one than us?
I mean,
it doesn't take much, to be fair. You guys are great. Me, I'm time to put old Shannon out to pasture.
I'm trying to type up my notes for the list for tonight, and I had to delete the step-by-step instructions on how to get to my car from Sunday because I'm so bad with directions that I wasn't going to make it back. Like,
that's because we went to Money in the Bank. Sunday, all of us. And we'll talk about that tomorrow on Pro Wrestling Unscripted. We'll have a Pro Wrestling Unscripted tomorrow. Yay. That's for you guys. Anyway, yeah. Irish Daddy here. Say something.
Something.
As long as you don't make children call you that.
Only like my whatever. Children.
If no, because you try to get Tanner's baby to call you it. Tanner's baby isn't able to speak yet other than mama and dada.
He wants the first word.
Like I said, only my children. We'll talk after the show. Shannon Young, Mr. 100, down at the end of the table, Asa Gray, the five-star man.
Yes.
And Ali Hebert next to us.
Yes, hello.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. How are you guys doing tonight? I'm not talking to the crowd. They can't hear me. By the time they hear this, they can't reply. So this is just
somewhere,
you guys.
Somewhere there is someone just talking back like, these jerks don't.
It's probably Cody. And speaking of Cody, real quick, we want to give a special shout out and congratulations to our very own Cody Sandusky. He got married over the weekend to his lovely bride, Emily. They are currently vacationing somewhere on the Gulf Coast, I think they said. Is there a Gulf Coast? That's not
there,
a thing.
No, yeah,
Gulf Shore.
Gulf Shore. Yeah. That's what I was trying to think of.
It was the Gulf of Mexico. That's the...
It's whatever.
That's a
coast. He's somewhere lovely. He's living it up.
It's like flooding.
Yeah, he's got terrible weather.
Yeah, it's like it's the hurricane, but without the wind. So it's just, you know.
But he got married, and we want to say congrats. Cody's a great, great, great guy. One of our very good friends. He's in that legendary PZ85 chat, and I've known Cody for quite a while now. And just one of the most upbeat, likable people you will ever meet. I'm very happy for Cody, and I wish him all the best with his marriage. So with that being said, we're going to talk to, it has nothing to do with the topic tonight.
Not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit. Franchise killers. Now, Hunter posted this into the group chat about 2 weeks ago. He suggested we change the name of it to Franchise Killers. And then we each took a name. I think I gave them out. I think I took the initiative on this one. We gave out names of franchises that, the entry that destroyed the franchise, like Zelda 2, Bubsy 3D, although the argument could be made that any Bubsy game ruined a franchise that was already ruined, but
see,
I like Bubsy.
I was going to say, Bubsy. Like, I don't, you're very hot and cold on Bubsy. Like, you seemed very excited that they were remaking it, and
now you're
very critical of it.
I don't want to play the remake. Bubsy, it gives me warm, fuzzy feelings in the same way that Earthworm Jim did. It's just games from that era that I played on Super Nintendo when I was a youth that I really enjoyed, but I replaying now don't hold up. Earthworm Jim is still good. I'm going to get hate mail for that one. No, Earthworm Jim is still solid. Bubsy doesn't hold up nearly as well as it used to, but it is good for a laugh. If you want to entertain people and say, watch me play this dumbass game. And then everyone laughs because they go, how'd you die? What touched you? Literally, this thing blew its nose at me and I died.
Good question.
That's a real thing that happened. So we're going to talk about that. And we've got a couple of responses. You guys gave us some feedback on what you think ruined the franchises for you. We're going to read that here in a little bit. But before we get into that, Asa, I wanted to ask your opinion on something.
Okay.
You mentioned this on Sunday's show, and I've been looking into it more because apparently it's causing a big brouhaha. That Rockstar has completely shut down the modding community for Grand Theft Auto.
Yes.
And I didn't realize how bad it was until I watched a video by Boogie today where he kind of broke it down. And then I looked it up. And, yeah, it's a rage thing happening right now that they've shut this off. And I started to get a little upset about it because one of the very best things about PC gaming is the mod community. Mm-hmm. I use mods all the time. You would not recognize my Fallout game if you just played it. You would think, what is this?
You turned it into a Star Wars game.
No, I've turned it into Terminator. Legit. All right, so Fallout 3, legit. I had a Terminator mod where Terminators roamed the wastelands and holding Gatling guns and you could fight them. But also at the various cities, there would be checkpoints where people would come in and out and they had people there with dogs. And when people would walk up, they would like, the dogs would sniff them, and sometimes they would be Terminators in disguise, like in the movie, mm-hmm. and then they would break out the guns, and there would a gunfight. It was amazing. It was
that's
really cool.
That's pretty legit.
I also replaced the space, the Brotherhood of Steel armor with Space Marine armor for Warhammer. It was just a giant mishmash of different things. They're trying to take that away from us now.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to take away mods.
And it's because Take-Two and Rockstar are trying to make the argument that it's the mods in the city. Because all of the mods that are shut down are... Because they've never had multiplayer mods.
Those have never been illegal.
Yeah, those have never been allowed.
Right.
Especially because, you know, there are people who are spending real-world money to gain items and
in-game. And that I understand. I am fine with
that.
And
that's fine. But there were single-player mods. I've seen mods where... there were wrestlers, like I've seen John Cena, Randy Orton, Brock Lesnar. They were just running around the Grand Theft Auto world.
I've seen a Ninja Turtle mod.
Ninja Turtle, Marvel. You can fly around as like an Iron Man suit.
Yep.
I think that one was in 4, though. But now they're just saying there are no mods, no single-player mods, because of the fear or that the likelihood that it'll just turn into, that it'll find their way into the multiplayer.
This is not a thing that I want to become bigger, taking away mods. Because there's this... And there's also Bethesda.
That was when,
doing the Creation Club, I think it's called, or something like that.
They took time out of their busy schedule of showing us Skyrim. Maybe you've heard of it at E3 to let us know that.
Ali's playing it on a Rhodes Cup right now.
You can, for $5, you can put armor on the mud crabs.
Which is a
isn't that great? Don't you want to pay $5 for that?
I get it. Like, if you are a content creator. And you want to make content for a game you love and you want to be compensated for it. I understand that. And I understand that the developers of the game want a cut of that because they made the game. If you made, like, if someone wanted to do something Podzilla related and asked me if they could, I'd say, well, sure. And they wanted to sell it. I better see some kickback on that because it was my creation.
Oh, yeah. I am 100% on board with people being unable to make profit off of other IPs.
Yeah.
Like, that's how IPs work.
Right. But you don't want.
But a lot of these aren't like game breaking and, you know, they're all done for free.
Right.
You know, there's a reason. It's a passion project.
Yeah. Nobody's making money off the GTA mods.
And I understand that they are a lot of work and people would like to be compensated for their time. But at the same time, like, there's a lot of people just happy with the fact knowing that, oh, there's all sorts of people around the world using this thing that I made to make this game better or more fun, or they took, you know, this thing that I really like the person who made, you know, the WWE wrestlers in Grand Theft Auto. Like, I get the feeling that was probably just someone who really liked wrestling, and now, like, oh, hey, there's this thing that I like, I'm gonna put it in this other thing that I like,
right?
And now people who like both can enjoy it.
Yeah. And what I'm afraid of is, I'm afraid, especially with the GTA news coming out, is that there's going to be not a backlash, but we're going to start seeing less and less mods made for these games, free mods.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have no doubt that if there is a way to monetize the mods, they will. They tried it before on Steam. It was a terrible process that did not work. Mm-hmm. They're trying it again. Bethesda is, but they haven't said that they're going to shut down free mods. This is just for people that want to sell it and they make money off of it.
Yeah.
I get it. But if they cut out the free mods, if they, try to monetize everything, that's a huge mistake.
I think the internet, that's one thing that just the volume of people are not going to let that, like, that's just not going to be viable.
I hope not. Because I love mods. I love free mods. I love that people have passion and they do it for the passion. Like you said, mm-hmm. like this show, you know, we do this because we are passionate about this show and it's given us opportunities, which is great, but we still don't make any money off the show. Yes, we have a Patreon,
mm-hmm.
which, Ali, by the way, you can go to patreon.com/Podzilla1985 and donate to that if you want. But Ali, come on. All money that goes into that account goes towards the podcast.
Yeah.
We don't spend that money. We don't out and buy pizza or PlayStations or anything like that with it. And I have a real respect for people that do what they do for the love of what they do,
mm-hmm.
not because they just want to get rich off of it. When I was a struggling writer before I ever did the podcast, because I used to write, I was a big time writer. You know this about me. Well, I say big time in that I'm a big guy and I wrote.
You wrote a lot.
I wrote a lot back mm-hmm. in those days, but I couldn't monetize any of it because everything I wrote was fan fiction
mm-hmm.
because I wrote a lot of Sailor Moon fan fiction. Yeah. Internet, Sailor Moon fan fiction. Deal with it. You try writing Dragon Ball fan fiction. You can't spread one fight out over 40 pages like they do over 40 minutes. It's incredibly difficult. but I didn't make any money off it and I didn't want to make money off of it. I just wanted it because I loved the series.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a respect for people that do that create stuff for something they love just because they love it so much. And I feel like the people that create those things need to respect that and want that, because if you don't have those kind of passionate fans, you might lose business in the long run.
And I think Jesse was the one that brought it up on Sunday. Like, Bethesda has hired people. Like, there are people who now work currently for Bethesda.
Yeah.
And the only reason they do is because of the mods that they've made.
Right.
They're like, oh, you did this for our game. We want you on our team. And that's awesome. And this thing with the paid mods, like, it's not just, oh, I want to make money off of it. Hey, Bethesda, sell this.
Right.
It's a very strict, not recruitment process, but like vetting process. Like, it's not just anybody can
just make whatever. Yeah. You have to, you have to sign up for it. You basically are selling your soul away.
And part of the reason that they're doing this is, I want to say they're trying to do it for the right reason, but at the same time, like, the cynic in me thinks that, yeah, that could be just a good PR statement.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's people who put all this time and effort into mods. They create them for free. Someone then takes them and then turns around and tries to sell it themselves. So they're trying to say this is a way to make sure that the people who created the mod are getting the credit and compensation that they deserve.
Because that's what happened on Steam. People would download a mod and then they resell the mod as their own. Mm-hmm. But I remember a time when they didn't have prices on mods at all.
Yeah.
And there was not that problem. Yes, someone could resubmit a mod that someone else had done, and that is a problem. But I also have the cynic side of me. And whenever they say this is for the creators, we want to make it easier for them, what it sounds like to me is, no, we realize there's a whole waterfall of cash that we're not tapping into.
Yep.
And when all you have to show us at E3 is three games that have been out for years that you are now putting in VR, you probably need some money.
Yeah.
You probably need some money. So I don't like it, though. And
as a
PC gamer and someone that loves mods, like, this is a huge mistake. Bethesda actually makes creation tools for the community. They give you creation tools. But now you're telling me that you you're not going to want me to make mods for other people unless you can make money off of it? That's terrible. Don't do that. And we haven't reached that point yet.
No. And so one of the things with Grand Theft Auto is, I mentioned it on Sunday, is the recently reviewed are out, has changed from mostly positive to overwhelmingly negative because it's like at 18% of people would recommend the game.
Yeah, because a lot of people play single player.
But then, when you look at the top selling games on Steam, GTA 5 is like number 4.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're still making money hand over fist. People are still buying the shark cards.
Right.
So it's a purely cosmetic message that's being sent, it feels like.
I don't play GTA for the single player. Like, I never have. I played GTA 4 and GTA 5 online exclusively. So this doesn't affect me. Except there is an online mod that you can download where it's on private servers. So it's not on the official GTA servers, but it lets you, like, it's almost like you're the cops instead. And there's a YouTube channel set up for this. It's very entertaining. They have a whole, like, role playing community where people are cops and robbers and stuff. And it's very cool. And I'd hate to see something like that suffer because of this. And if they're shutting down single player mods, you have to believe they're going to shut down multiplayer.
They'd be going after those as well.
And people get banned. Like, it's not just your content is lost from the game. You can't do it anymore. No, they ban you.
You can't log into the game.
You can't log into the game at all anymore.
It's the same thing like Overwatch did. And we've talked about the way they handled, but of course theirs are cheating.
Right.
Bans, not, those bans come from cheating players, not just players who are modding the game, which in a competitive shooter like Overwatch, if you're modding the game, you're cheating.
Yeah, absolutely. World of Warcraft, you know, there was a big debate on what was acceptable mods and what wasn't acceptable mods because there's UI mods, there's raid mods that show you like your health and your teammates stuff better. I never used any of them, but I know a lot of people that did. And yeah, I really don't want to see a backlash against the modding community because that is one of the best communities in PC gaming.
Yeah.
Is the people that create content for other people and the people that support that. I don't want to see that get damaged.
Right.
So we'll see where it goes. I'm not excited about this particular thing.
Yeah.
You know, but
especially with Red Dead Redemption 2 doesn't have a PC window yet. It just got delayed. And I mean, there's not as many modding or hacking abilities on console as there are PC, but there are definitely some. Like GTA 5 2 years ago, you couldn't go into a lobby and just not get hacked. $1 billion.
Yeah. Or Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2 on PS3. I bought it. And yeah, people were flying around shooting rockets down at you. It was terrible. And it's funny you mentioned that you can't hack a console as well, because one of the biggest controversies of all time was Grand Theft Auto on console when someone hacked
the PS2.
Yeah.
You couldn't even hook that up to the internet out of the box.
Allie, have you ever heard of the hot coffee mod?
No.
So this was someone hacked, I don't know if it was the Xbox or PS2 version. It was definitely that gen. And it was probably both. But you could hack the game, and in the game, CJ, I think was his name. Yep. It was San Andreas. He could take girls out on dates. Well, there was an unfinished part of the game where you could have sex with them. Like, it was sex minigames.
Part of the, because when you took them out, if you took them out on enough dates and, like, you performed well enough on the date, you got, that she would invite you in for some hot coffee.
Yeah.
And then, so it would be outside of their house, you would go inside of, you would watch them go in, and then you would just watch him come out.
You maybe,
and
that was maybe it. Heard a noise or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, you might have heard, like, the, like when you picked up, prostitutes in the car.
Yeah.
Like, you might have heard something like that. I don't remember. That was never a aspect of the game I spent a whole lot of time with.
Yeah.
But
me neither.
So now when you hacked it, it turned it in. The original idea was, like Shannon said, but it was completely unfinished, is that there was actually like a QuickTime event style
sex game,
button press sex mini game. Everyone's fully clothed.
Fully clothed. Terrible animation. Like, no,
again,
I'm not kidding. It was just the worst.
It was unfit because it was unfinished.
Right, because they quickly realized what a terrible idea that was going to be.
Bad idea.
Bad idea. But it was in there, and I mean, it was sex.
Whenever parents found out about it, like, it ended up having to get pulled from shelves. Yes. Like, didn't it change the rating? Like,
it did.
Isn't it an AO?
It went out to AO. I worked for GameStop. Maybe not when it came out, but right after it came out is when I started working for GameStop. And we could not take original copies of GTA San Andreas because of that mod. Even though you couldn't get that, you couldn't do it unless you had these specific hacking tools to get into the game, the coding. You couldn't do it. But it was enough that we had to pull every copy of the game. Enough. We no longer allowed the trade-in. If people brought in San Andreas, I would have to check the disc. If it was past a certain date, it was good. If it was before that date, sorry. Why?
We can't take
hot
this.
Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was bad, and it's funny that you would mention that you can't hack that when GTA was the one that got in trouble for that. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, if you play GTA,
and I did say you can't hack consoles, it's a lot more difficult.
It is way more difficult, except if you're Billy. If you're Billy Ripper, it doesn't matter.
I'm pretty sure Billy has hacked me.
He has. No, he has.
Like my physical body.
Yeah.
Like I might have said something wrong to him, and now my right knee just like it clicks.
He tricked you into leaving on Sunday so he could take your spot.
That might have been it.
You don't even know where you went.
I don't.
It blacked out.
Where was
that.
I?
Oh God, what was I gonna say? Oh, if you've played GTA 5, you might be going, well, like, I mean, that doesn't sound so bad. Because have you ever played GTA 5?
Well, and even like,
because I did get a prostitute in that game because someone told me it is awful. I'm like, okay, I need to see how bad it is. No nudity again. There's none. But it is full on, depending on how much you pay, because you can get the sucky blowy, or you can get the full
service.
The full service. And you're talking about like moving up and down, moaning, and
what was,
there are certain words that they say that I will not repeat on here, but I remember the first time I heard it, my mouth dropped. Lindsay stared at me. I was like, I didn't know.
I don't know.
You can't say that in this game.
What is the terrible, terrible, like, it's one of the worst games they've ever made. It's like,
Ride to Hell, Retribution,
Road to Hell, something like that. Yeah. It's the biker game.
That was a franchise killer, and it was the first game.
It was the first one. Because I was watching, I think it was a Pro Jared video or something.
I think I've seen that same video.
And he's talking about the sex, because every female character in that game is only for, to,
it's
like,
an object.
You have to rescue her and then have sex with her.
Yes.
That's all they're for.
Just like real life.
But the sex scenes are very, like, motion heavy, so it's like, you see the action, and they're all like, each girl does like a different position.
Of course.
But they're all, they don't change the face animation. You
at
only
all.
Have the one face animation
the,
throughout the entire
dead
game.
Dead mannequin eyes.
They are complete, both characters are completely clothed. And it's just like real awkward lap dance. It's just like, you're just going to get some rug burn. Like, this isn't.
Yeah, that game was just a mistake in general. Yeah, now that was disgusting. Yeah, that was pretty bad. And I think that brings me back to a point I made a long time ago that I don't like sex in video games. Don't get me wrong. Like, I like sex. I am not a prude. I enjoy sex, and it doesn't bother
me. Sex positive.
Like, even adult films and stuff. I don't really have anything against adult films. If you want to watch that stuff, that's fine. You're an adult. There's consenting adults, whatever. But sex in video games is so awkward because they have not learned how to animate it properly. It just looks like really weird dolls.
And why is it necessary in a lot of the cases?
It's not.
And a lot of the time it's ham-fisted. It's just like, oh, all right, you know, we got these hormone-fueled teenage boys, so let's give them a mini game you can play one-handed.
I always thought Mass Effect was the worst about it. I got that. I always thought Mass Effect was the worst about it, and BioWare games in general.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember people, when the new game would come out, the first thing they'd ask is, okay, who do you get to have sex with in this one?
Yeah.
Like, well, what does it matter?
But why?
You know what game had the best sex mini game? Saints Row 4.
Oh, I don't remember it.
They are.
I know you could. I just.
This is a joke.
Oh, yeah.
It's every one of them is a joke.
Yeah.
You can have sex with the robot, and it's all just like you press a button, and then it happens.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. Saints Row, as a lot of things, they did it right.
They did.
All right. Let's talk about tonight's topic, franchise killers. Now, we're not talking about who killed Dean Douglas, Shane Douglas, whatever.
I think he's still alive.
He's the friend. Well, I mean, he is.
What? You said his name.
I don't know about his career. Aww. But I think he's appearing at Dollar Store tomorrow. Not for wrestling. He works there.
It's a shift.
It's a shift. Yeah. Ali, did you know? Oh no, I don't want to. I don't want to install updates. Please go away.
Oh no.
That's a guy. Billy just hacked me just then.
He heard. He knew. He's in our phones, in our lap. Like, he has the microphones on. He's just a.
He's hearing us.
Billy is Big Brother.
Yes, he Billy is Kevin Schenkelberg. There is no Kevin Schenkelberg. I'm going to tell you guys that right now. We made it up to protect his identity. Ali, do you have any franchise killers off the top of your head? Something that a series that you really enjoyed that for whatever they put something out and then you saw that or listened to it or movies, music, whatever.
So,
and you were like, I'm done with that.
Because I saw you post about this while I was at work and nothing really came to my head. It was mostly just the thought of the things that went too long. It wasn't necessarily that they put something out that was so bad it killed the franchise for me. It's just it went too long, like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Which one?
Meaning like, they just made one.
I mean, which one did you stop at and you were like, this is too much?
The one where they couldn't get Orlando Bloom or, not Kate Beckinsale.
Keira Knightley. Oh, Stranger Tides.
Mm-hmm.
See, the thing is, I'm pretty sure I saw that one, but
I saw it in theater. No, ask me anything about it.
You have no idea.
Shrug.
I was going to say. Yeah, you were that into it. You retained every second of it.
There was the one actress was in it. What was her name?
Some high.
She's Hispanic. Well, she is Hispanic, but no. Penelope Cruz. She was in it. That's all I remember. And Ian McShane. Because he played Blackbeard. Me and Jesse just had this conversation on Thursday. His name's like Peter Teach or Peter Quill or something. I don't know.
I don't think it was Peter Quill.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was Peter Quill.
I'm willing to bet it wasn't Peter Quill. I think that one's taken.
I mean, that was the first thing I thought of whenever I saw the post was it wasn't necessarily that anything that they produced was bad. It was just it went on so long that it got boring to me.
I can't. I know Lindsay is on her way home from work, so she can't answer this, but I'm going to answer for her because I've made fun of her for this before. But there's a book series she read by Laurel K. Hamilton. It's the Anita Blake series. And if she's listening to this now, she's already laughing because she knows where I'm going with it. She built this series up to me like it's this great supernatural style. She's a detective. It's got werewolves and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay. So she gets the book, the new book, and I'm flipping through it.
This is like book 15 or something,
right?
It's like
book 44.
Yeah.
You know, Anita,
it's well into the series. This isn't like you just picked up the first one and flipped through it. Right. She just picked it up. And
no, this is book 92, and I open it up. And like the first thing I pop it on is an oral sex scene between the two characters in explicit detail. And I was like, oh, okay. And she's like, sometimes, okay, she's a vampire and she needs like sexual energy. And I'm like, okay. So I flip to another page and it's more sex. And I look at it, I'm like, this is nothing but sex. And she started reading it and she told me, yeah, it just turned into like hardcore porn eventually. And she was done with the series after that. She hasn't read any of the ones since then. She gave up on it because it focus more on the sex than on the story.
Right.
So she was done with that at that point. What about you, Asa? Give me something just off the top of your head.
The first one that came to mind.
That's not on your phone.
The first one that came to mind was literally, because whenever you put all our names, you put Jesse as, you gave me Bomberman Zero, I think.
Yeah, the 360 one.
And then you gave Jesse Mortal Kombat versus DC. And I was like, no, we need to switch those because Jesse likes Bomberman more than I do. And I feel like I probably like Mortal Kombat more than he does.
Yeah.
And then the more I thought about it, Mortal Kombat had like four.
Yeah.
Franchise killers.
Yes. Like, absolutely. Where you thought when a new one came out, you were like, oh, are they really making another one? The last one was so bad.
Yeah.
How?
And I still enjoyed them, but I knew they weren't like good. And I don't even mean like main Mortal Kombat games. Mythology Sub-Zero.
Oh.
That game was atrocious.
That game, I think I read, and this is true, it was the number three killer in America that year behind cancer and like drunk driving. And then it was Mortal Kombat Mythologies. Yeah.
That
was just terrible.
And then they tried
Sonya Blade too. Don't forget Sonya Blade. Special Forces. Yeah.
That was going to say, they did Special Forces. And then for the main games, like once they switched to 3D with like Mortal Kombat 4, I believe it was, it just, they never got the hang of it correctly.
No, that is a franchise that should have stayed in 2D just like Street Fighter.
It absolutely should have. And like, but I want to give credit to NetherRealm and Ed Boon because they kept trying. They didn't give up. They did Deadly Alliance, which wasn't terrible. That was probably my favorite of their 3D fighters. Armageddon was...
I bought Armageddon.
I bought all of them. Mortal Kombat is my favorite fighting franchise, like, ever since I was little.
I stopped at 4, because when I played 4, I thought it was so bad.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't Mortal Kombat. Like, even 3 was kind of iffy, but it was so good. It was just a little odd. But 4, I didn't like at all. And then all of these other ones came out. I skipped all of the rest, and then went right to Armageddon, and played it because everyone told me, no, Armageddon's good. It's like the old games. I'm like, okay, I'll try it out. It was not like the old games. It wasn't terrible, but I remember the fatalities being really awful.
Because they all switched to the creative fatality, which wasn't like you created your own individual one. You just put in button presses, and it's like, okay, if you do down, down, forward, A, that'll rip off your arm.
Yeah.
And then do down, down, back, up, and that's, okay, then you can take off a leg.
Yeah.
But you had to put them in under a certain amount of time, and the input times just kept shrinking. So yeah, they were bad. The cool thing about Armageddon though is it was every character.
Right, the roster was huge.
The roster was gigantic.
But without the fatalities, like
who cares? Yeah,
yeah, that was a part of the identity of Mortal Kombat was all of the unique fatalities to each character. So I absolutely agree with you with that. Then Mortal Kombat 9 came out for 360
and was one of the best fighting games.
Wasn't gonna buy it because I thought, no, I've seen Mortal Kombat, it's terrible. But I just bought it on a whim. And was really happy about it because I thought it was because
it went back superior. To like it was 3D graphics, but it was back to the 2D fighting style.
And it was brutal. It was unique. It did all the right things.
Yeah. And then even Shaolin Monks, after failing with Sub-Zero and Special Forces, they decided to make another offshoot Mortal Kombat game, and it was fun.
Yeah, I never played it.
Shaolin Monks. That was like, especially playing with a friend.
Yeah, I always heard good things about it.
Oh, it's so much fun because they kind of started implementing that sort of just kind of 3D world beat 'em up as the story mode. And then you would fight actual like fights against like Mortal Kombat characters, but you're just fighting a bunch of like generic ninjas and robots and stuff.
It's always weird when fighting games try to do something different. Like Tekken had Tekken Force, which was the same thing. You run through levels beating people up and there'd be like a boss fight at the end. And it just feels really tacked on, you know?
Except for like the Mortal Kombat ones were always great.
There's like a go-kart mode on that
kart racing with a K, there was a Tetris game.
Tekken bowling was fun.
They had Mortal Kombat had bowling too.
Of course it did.
Like that's my only gripe against any of the between 9 X and Injustice 2 is, I mean, I can't complain for the amount of content that they give us because there's just so much of it between the story mode and all the different towers.
Right.
But I do miss those fun little additional just why is this in here?
Yeah, but they really focused on good
actual
contact.
Like fighting system and yeah. Oh no, yeah. Like I said, I can't be mad at them.
You're right.
But it's just that one little man. If they threw in, you know, kart racing again, best game of all time. Move over, Mario.
The first one that strikes me, I don't know why I always go to it, is Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull, whatever it's called.
Oh yeah.
They're making another Indiana Jones, but I always wondered how after that movie, because that movie, I remember having such a bad taste in my mouth when I left the theater, and I like Indiana Jones. I don't love it as much as everybody else, but I just thought this wasn't good, and it feels like this will stop the franchise right here. But a lot of those franchises, they keep going. You can't, like, even if they don't make money, look at Ninja Turtles. They're still making those live-action Ninja Turtles movies, even though they haven't really done...
Are they doing a third one?
I
thought the second one was going to be the last one.
I thought the first one was going to be the last one. Because the first one was just like...
I still haven't seen the second one.
The second one is...
Better. Like, better. I know, because I've heard... Everyone that I've heard that has also seen the first one was like, no, this one's a Turtles movie. This isn't an April O'Neil movie.
Yeah, pretty
this
much.
This was the apology
April,
for the first
April
movie.
Is there, but then you still get stuck with those sucky-ish kind of turtles, you know?
They don't look good.
They don't.
I'm not a huge fan of their
They
design.
Look like monsters. I'm looking through a list of the biggest movie franchise killers, but it's mixed together with different franchises. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a horror one. And then the horror one, like, they mentioned Child's Play and Bride of Chucky. I agree with that completely. Did you ever see those movies?
Like, I mean, it's
how they made more movies.
But
I
disagree that would be... And I know mine doesn't count either because they made a million more Mortal Kombat games. But, like... I feel like The Bride of Chucky was the opposite of a franchise killer.
You thought it was reinvigorating?
It wasn't financially. Like, they hadn't made a Chucky movie in how long, and they decided to go totally over the top, and like traditional Child's Play fans hated it, but the casual audience of horror movies got to see boobs and people dying. So
yeah, but the boobs were like on a doll.
Yeah, man. No kink shaming.
I'm seeing now, all right, I found, I'm actually going to tear this list apart. It's on gamesradar.com, and it's 30 franchise-killing movies. I'm going to get pissed off real quick.
Well, this is Game Radar. This isn't Movies Radar.
But it's game. It's movies, and their number one movie is Gremlins 2, The New Batch. You go to hell, Game Radar. That movie is fantastic. I like that one more than the first one, and I know that's like me saying I like Ghostbusters 2 more than the first one. Which I do. I do like Ghostbusters 2.
Isn't that kind of the popular opinion?
Oh, no. Everyone loves Ghostbusters 1.
Like, I mean, everybody loves Ghostbusters 1, but doesn't everybody also love Ghostbusters 2?
No.
Or maybe I'm just the echo chamber because, like, don't you and Hunter both?
Oh, we both. And Cody, I think, watched it recently, and he really likes it. But, no, we like everyone now, I think, 2 gets a fair shake. But for the longest time, it was the franchise killer. Everyone thought, well, 2 ruined the series. They'll never make another one. Then they did. And then it ruined it, too, according to Hunter. We'll get to that in a second. He gets that. But yeah, Gremlins 2, that movie is great. Like, everything about that movie is good. Wes Craven's New Nightmare? Like, I get they didn't make another Freddy Krueger movie for a long time, but New Nightmare is widely regarded as, like, one of the best Freddy Krueger movies. Blade Trinity?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I think on one of the terrifying...
That was terrible.
I think one of the terrifying Tanner Thursdays we did... Because when we did the horror movie list,
yeah.
New Nightmare was the one that I picked. Because it's my favorite.
It's a good, good movie. Blade Trinity is terrible. That was terrible.
Yes.
And I'm not surprised they haven't made a Blade movie since that. Well, then, you know, Wesley Snipes also went to Africa because he was avoiding the IRS.
Tax evasion.
And he didn't get away. What else do we have here? Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
I mean, it's not a good movie.
Not at all. Because the first one was really good. I love the first movie.
The first movie was the best B movie they could have made.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Everything you wanted in there was in there.
And honestly, like, the second movie is fun the second time you see it. Yeah. And you have the right mentality going in, like knowing, okay, I'm about to watch one of the worst movies they've ever made.
Like it's like Street Fighter and Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
If you go in with that mentality.
It's so cheesy and over the top.
Man, the thing I hated about it is when I watched it, Johnny Cage dies mm-hmm. in the beginning.
Spoiler alert. Yeah, no.
Okay, if you haven't seen it by now, Zach, you're not going to. But yeah, Johnny Cage dies and I was done at that point.
Remember the first time we were playing Mortal Kombat? It was Mortal Kombat X, I think. And you, because they all, that was when they had the custom interactions.
Yeah.
And it was Johnny Cage versus Goro. And he's like, don't you owe me a pair of sunglasses?
That's why I love NetherRealm. Annihilation's just horrible. Jaws the Revenge, I've never actually seen.
That franchise started, it was literally like revenge porn, but for a shark. And like the shark's descendants. Like it turned it into the descendant of the original Jaw shark was tracking.
The descendants
of the people who killed its ancestors.
That's absolutely true. Bob laughs at that movie, and apparently it has a 0% fresh rating at Rotten Tomatoes.
At what point do you just call it rotten?
Definitely at 0%.
Like at zero, it's like, no.
The Rescuers Down Under, I've never actually watched it, so.
Yeah, Lindsay
would be better for that one. Prince of Persia, Sands of Time. Remember that movie?
Are we counting just one-offs as franchise killers?
I'm assuming so because
I got one that again to just rip off Pro Jared again. The Drake of the 99 Dragons. That was that Xbox game, worst game of all time. Like it's on that list. You have. I'm pretty sure there's a copy here. Just pull up the box art. It's the one where your double wielding pistols and your arms are just going everywhere, but it's glitchy and broken and it's terrible.
Drake and 99 Dragons.
And it's, but it was supposed to be, they were gonna do a cartoon. They started working on the sequel, toys, comics, movies. Like, they thought this was going to be the biggest deal. And it was just Edgelord City.
Looking at pictures of it, it looks.
How do you not know Drake of the 99 Dragons?
I never heard of this game until you just mentioned it
to
me.
That blows my mind. But no, and it was just, the worst thing. Like, worst of that generation, worst of all time.
I can see why. Like, the art on the cover is interesting.
No, yeah, it's the animation style is that, but worse. But imagine just really choppy, like, terrible animation.
Ninja Turtles 3 is on this list.
Mm-hmm. Love bringing that up.
I'm going to go ahead and concede that it is called Turtles in Time at this point.
Because for those unaware, if you've just joined us, For the longest time, I held on to the belief that Turtles 3 was a good movie. Cause as a kid, I loved that movie. I had Turtles 1 and I had Turtles 3. I'd only seen Turtles 2 a couple times. And every time someone mentioned, I was like, oh yeah, in Turtles 3. And they like look at me like I'm a leper. Like I've become suddenly disfigured and I am begging for change or something. They're like, no, get away from me, you monster. And I'm like, no, it's a good movie. So when Branham decided to throw TurtleCon that he didn't show up on.
Yeah. He threw it.
This was when we were grinding out in Diablo on PS4.
Yeah.
So I was playing that and Turtle, and I think it was you. You're just like, all right, Turtles 3 is about to start.
No, I was gone at this point.
And it started and then you left.
Yeah, I went home and to eat Christmas dinner.
Okay. I was the only one that was Allie actually like alone. Watching it because mm-hmm. everyone else had their PS4 they were playing on. And I'm just sitting there like, what is this? And just, why do they have worse hair than Dalton?
And I just...
Damn.
Shots fired.
Shame.
Burt Reynolds
is back.
Every once in a while, I just like look over and I hear, Raphael! I'm like, oh no. Oh, and as that hour and 45 minutes or however long crawled on, I just like slowly, my heart just, and it shrank 3 sizes that day.
Asa was the closest one to the TV and I could just see him looking over and then finally, like, he's just so sad. He's like, this is not what I remember.
I forgot they made Casey Jones the babysitter for the Displaced Samurai.
Yeah. I think there's a part in that movie where I think it's Donatello, they say something like turtles and he goes, would you expect the Addams Family? How would this samurai have expected the Addams Family?
He just looks up.
Except Raul Julia's probably dead by that point, I think. Oh. Yeah, that's pretty sad. Police Academy 7 Mission to Moscow is on this. I'm surprised.
Did it take to
that 7? That it took that long.
I was going to say, like, if you get to 7, like, that's okay.
I'm pretty sure 5 was the franchise killer because that's when Steve Guttenberg left. And when he left, the franchise was dead. The 2001 Planet of the Apes. Clearly not, because they keep making them. Although I don't think they're connected to the original. Star Trek Nemesis, Conan the Destroyer. It still had Arnold. Did you see the remake with mm-hmm. Jason Momoa?
No.
Boring.
I heard it wasn't boring. It wasn't what people wanted it to be.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is Conan. Oh, X-Files, I want to believe. Absolutely. Absolutely. That movie was bad.
Was that after the series had ended?
Yes.
Okay.
It went.
Like, was that supposed to be the thing that tied everything together?
Well, you would think that, except that it was just an episode about psychics and stuff. It was just like an hour and 40 minutes of psychics and stuff like that. It had nothing to do with the overall mythology of the X-Files. So I remember seeing that and going, that didn't make any sense.
But like, what about all this other stuff? What's
the
point of
that? And they brought back characters from the original, like, Mitch Pileggi was in it, and that was cool. It was cool seeing our old favorites, but it just, why?
Was Duchovny in that?
Yeah.
Okay, they got
that. Was his return.
Okay.
Because he had left the series.
Because I knew he'd left, and because I knew he had left. I didn't know if he... And I knew he was back for the, like...
The last episode.
Well, I knew he was back for the, like, the recent series.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I was going to say, clearly they're wrong, mm-hmm. because they've rebooted it now, and mm-hmm. it's doing very well. It's coming up for a second season. Charlie's Angels, Full Throttle, I don't care. Grease 2, I don't care. Predators, Did you see Predators?
Was that the one where the kid from That 70s Show was the
greatest predator of them all?
I was going to say, I actually liked that bit.
Yeah, that was a good twist.
But that's literally the only thing I remember from that movie other than just thinking, Adrian Brody's not an action hero.
Exactly. That's what most like, people remember is like, not that guy. And Predator 1 and Predator 2 are so good mm-hmm. that, you know, when Scream 4, didn't like it.
I'm not familiar with the Scream franchise.
Have you never watched the Scream movies?
I mean, I've probably seen all of them, but they all kind of have the same twist thing mm-hmm. that I can't keep any of them straight.
Naked Gun 33 and a third, The Final Insult. That's sad, but true. Tomb Raider Cradle of Life, they're rebooting it.
Well, what are ones that you personally believe are to be, other than just a...
Alien Resurrection. Alien Resurrection is the first thing that pops into my head if you just ask me that on the spot. Mm-hmm. Because I'm such a big Alien fan, and Alien 1 was a really good haunted house movie. Alien 2 was a great action horror movie. Alien 3 is controversial because a lot of people don't like it. I really did because it went back to that original style of there's one alien and he's killing everyone. Mm-hmm. And then Alien Resurrection came out, and the excitement that I had for the franchise died the moment I turned it on because, it was written by Joss Whedon.
Really?
Yes, which a lot of people go, oh, cool. No, this ain't the same Joss Whedon you remember. this movie, it's just, it's cliched and it's boring and it's all CG. And it was just like, this isn't Alien. Like, everyone's a smart ass in this movie, because if you know Joss Whedon, that's right. his style. Everyone's like a smart ass and they're cracking jokes all the time. And it was just like bad. And I thought, well, this is it for Aliens. This is the final one. And then AVP came out and I was like, why did they make this? And then AVP 2 came out and I was like, why did they really make this? Thank God Covenant came out and saved it, because I thought Covenant was great. But yeah, the Alien franchise was ruined that then completely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's, and I guess it's movies is the first thing I think of. Video game wise, I don't know, Allie?
Really? Like,
oh, Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
Batman and Robin 1,000 times over.
Yeah, that, and that legitimately did kill that franchise until
Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, Christopher Nolan came in.
Because Batman, the original Batman, which she's still never seen, is really good. Mm-hmm. And me and Bob argue about it because he thinks it's silly. And I think the original Batman is better than...
It's a product of its time.
It is. It is completely.
If you go into the, you know, understanding of the time that it came out of, it's, I think it's a better movie.
It's an 80s movie.
But like, if you go in now blind and watch it, yeah, some of it's just going to be like, I don't...
Especially if you're a hardcore Batman fan. Like, if you're a legit, true and true Batman fan and you like the way his character is written now, mm-hmm. you will not understand that Batman, because he does kill. Like, he throws guys down shafts to their death. He shoots them. Like, it was done by Tim Burton. Mm-hmm. And Tim Burton did not know the Batman franchise.
Yeah.
So he just liked the idea and the concept. So that's why I think I get more upset over the Batman stuff than you guys do, because that was my Batman.
You know who I just read was supposed to be who they first offered the Joker to?
I know.
John Lithgow.
No, really?
Yeah. They offered it because I just saw a headline where it was like, John Lithgow still regrets turning down the Joker for Tim Burton's Batman.
Yeah, because...
And my first reaction was, well, duh.
Yeah.
Like, of course he does.
Yeah, because that... I mean, Jack Nicholson wasn't the star of that movie, but he got top billing.
No,
that was part of his deal. Mm-hmm. But that movie was so good, and the Batman Returns was even better. Yeah. Batman Returns was amazing. I think everyone agrees it was amazing. It had the Penguin by Danny DeVito. Michelle Pfeiffer was best Catwoman.
I genuinely almost said, yeah, Frank Reynolds was on a talk show talking about this, telling this story. Oh, no. That's not how that's supposed
That's how
go.
Much It's Always Sunny you've watched.
I may or may not have restarted the series to fall asleep too recently.
I do
what
it.
What of it?
I used to do it every night. I haven't done it lately. Now with the PlayStation View. Batman Forever was there.
It happened.
It wasn't.
It happened.
I didn't like Batman Forever. I know a lot of people that did because it was colorful and it was bright. Roger Ebert said that he hated the original Batman movies because he thought they were too depressing. And he thought, you know, where's the fun in being Batman? I can see that. You're a billionaire playboy and you're a superhero. Like, if you look at it the right way, it could be fun. But
yes, from someone who has no idea the concept of Batman.
Yeah. Batman's not a
happy you're dressing
character.
Up, you're punching people, it's a great time. No, this is a mentally unwell man.
Well, he probably only saw the 60s show with Adam West, which, by the way, we never got to talk about Adam West passing away.
Mm-hmm.
I was really bummed out about that, because that was my parents' Batman. My Batman was Tim Burton. Your Batman is Christian Bale. Their Batman was Adam West.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, I was real sad about that. I loved Adam West. Just a funny guy, and I'm really glad he got to do Batman one more time in that animated movie. Wish I hadn't made as many jokes as I did about how he sounded like he was going to die during it.
Yeah, that second one's still coming out.
Did he already film for it?
He'd already finished it, and because I just read that he finished his parts and it was still slated for release. They just don't know.
I mean, that would be cool if that was his last film. If they put that out as the last, that he got to play Batman
one more time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Batman and Robin came out and it was just the most god awful thing.
The worst thing that's ever happened. And Dalton, I don't want to hear it in the group chat in the morning.
Oh, does he defend it?
It's his favorite Batman movie. Because it's the one that he grew up with. So he doesn't care. He thinks it's good.
His Batman's George Clooney.
Ugh. Batnips.
I do the SpongeBob thing, but no one could see it right now. What about you? What's some more you got?
Because
we only have 15 minutes left, surprisingly. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Because someone just wanted to read through the movie phone list.
When I started looking through the list, I'm like, I'm seeing more and more going, no, that's not true. Like, who would ever say that Gremlins 2 was a franchise killer? No. No. No.
One that really bummed me out, because I was actually looking forward to it, was Dungeon Keeper.
The game or the movie?
The game. Because, like, I like that idea of, because for a while I got really into, like, layouts, like D&D layouts and stuff like that, like making maps and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, there's this game called Dungeon Keeper. And I was watching a bunch of videos of people playing it, like setting traps for the heroes and all that. And like, oh, they're making a new one. It's a mobile game. Microtransaction city.
Yeah.
And it just like, I was just like, oh, that's such a bummer.
Age of Empires Online. After Age of Empires 3 came out and they shut down, I forget the name of the studio now and I feel bad about that. Ensemble. Mm-hmm. They shut down Ensemble. And they were like, but a new Age of Empires is coming out. And I was like, awesome. And it's on PC. It wasn't even a mobile game. Mm-hmm. But it was a I'm really surprised I stopped myself. It was a terrible online, watered down piece of garbage that ruined the Age of Empires franchise forever. And now the only way they brought out a new Age of Empires mm-hmm. was to remake the first one.
Yep.
You will not see another Age of Empires, like a new one in the series, probably for a very long time, depending on how it goes. So yeah, Age of Empires is one that was just ruined out of the gate. This new Mummy movie.
Yeah.
Has pretty much ruined the Universal, monster
movie.
World.
Yeah. They're trying to build their whole Marvel cinematic universe thing.
Yep. With,
cause, okay, so was Dracula Untold the first movie in that, or was this the first one?
I think Dracula Untold was a soft launch. It was supposed to be, but probably not at this point. Mm-hmm. But Mummy is, and woo.
See what happens when you cast someone other than Brendan Fraser in your Mummy movie?
Yeah. See what happens when you cast a, I can't even say it. I can't say it legally.
No.
We'll get that law. We'll get that.
They're from kind of here, so.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Those people?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm scared of those people.
Another one that really bummed me out, it's kind of, they kind of go hand in hand, and it's kind of for similar reasons, but Roller Coaster Tycoon and SimCity.
Yep.
Both of those, I'm like, oh, I love the roller coaster. I love the first two. And then, oh, they're making a new one. Microtransactions broken, everything. SimCity comes out, and it's, hey, you know all those things that you liked about SimCity? Well, say goodbye.
I bought it day one.
We're going to shrink the playable area. We're going to get rid of a bunch of stuff. Hey, so you know how you paid for the game?
Yeah.
How long did it take you to actually be able to play it?
Days.
Yeah.
Days.
Because it was always online
only.
They did the DRM, like, always online. And they didn't did they not have enough servers? Like, what was the deal? Because people legitimately bought the game, and you were told, okay, you're, like, 300th in line.
To play a single-player game.
To play a single-player game.
Because at the time, there was no single-player. What you would did is you would have one giant area, and different players would pick a landmass on that area, and you would play together. And it was a cool concept. Here's the problem. It's like Bob and I wanted to do it. We both bought the game, and we could not connect to each other. His world would not show up in mine, and mine wouldn't show up on his. He could join other worlds, but he could not join mine. So I thought, well, what's the damn point then?
Right.
And then when he finally could join my game, months after the game came out, we tried it again. They fixed some things. And in one of my favorite bugs ever in a game series, it accidentally started giving me millions of dollars every 30 minutes. Like, literally.
Millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Millions of dollars.
And Jesse joined our server because I'm like, dude, I got money on money. Come on over. So Jesse joined us, and I'm just giving money out to everybody. Because I'm like, every 20 minutes, it just pops up. You got $40 billion from Maxis. Awesome! Must be to pay for all those damn monster destroying my city moments that happened every day. Godzilla really hated my city. Shouldn't have called it Tokyo. I guess we should get to the listeners real quick. Because we only got about, unless you have some more you want to talk about in particular. There are so many I want to talk about now, but I didn't realize I was going to jibber jabber that long.
Those were the big ones. Like, I mean, you can talk about, the only other one that I want to mention that I forgot about until it dawned on me, Crackdown. Crackdown 2. Just, the first Crackdown game on Xbox was amazing. It was so much fun. Collect-a-thon. Every time you collected an orb, you got a little bit more powerful. Once you hit certain milestones, you could just flat out, you know, you got new powers, you could jump higher, which lets you get to more of the orbs to collect. And the story was kind of non-existent, but it was cool. You're a super cop, and the gang is being torn up by a faction of different gangs.
Yeah, so standard kind of Saints Row style.
So go and stop the gangs.
Right.
Awesome. Totally on board. And then Crackdown 2 happened to us. And it was just the story, they tried to make it like more in depth, but it didn't work. The orb collecting felt off.
Yeah.
Just, it didn't have the heart to it. Like,
yeah,
it just,
I didn't
it
like
felt
Crackdown
soulless.
Too. And I don't like Crackdown 3.
And I don't either. Like, it makes me nervous. Like, yeah, I love Terry Crews, but he's not a $60 purchase for me.
No.
Especially if he's not a playable character.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm just.
Diablo 3 was a franchise killer. Well, until they made it better.
Like, yeah, until for the first 6 months.
It was another game that when it launched, I couldn't play for the first 2 days. Mm-hmm. It kept saying, and it is a single player game, like that I was playing, and I couldn't connect to the single player server. Which, think about that.
Yeah, no, that's
let that creep into your brain for a second.
That's ridiculous. But they learn from their mistakes. So part of the reason that a lot of people were really upset about it too is it was very much tailored for the eventual console release because they kind of dumbed down the controls apparently.
Yep.
But as someone who only played on console at the time, Wii.
Yeah, you guys inherited the good version.
Yeah.
Like Jesse and me and Bob, we started with the bad version.
Yeah, you guys suffered.
Where there were
for my benefit.
Where there were microtransactions, yep, but only to each other.
Yeah.
Which was kind of cool.
They had the auction house thing.
Which ruined the game immediately because one of the things about Diablo is that you play to get gear.
Mm-hmm.
If you could just buy the gear for real money, why play the game?
Right.
There was a game on a mobile phone, and I don't remember the name of the game, but it was like hundreds and hundreds of dollars, maybe even thousands. But there was a gun you could buy with real money that would win the game. You would literally hit the button for the gun, it would kill everything, and you could never lose with that. And there were people that bought it.
On Diablo?
No. It was a mobile phone game. I don't remember the name of it.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
But I thought, like, what's the point of that?
My brain did not make that connection.
What's the point of that?
Just the instant win button.
Instant win button. Why even play the game?
Do you remember the app that came out, and it was just, I don't remember what it was called, but it was literally just it was shaped like a diamond. But it was like red colored and it glowed. I don't know.
It glued.
I'm tired, you guys. But it was like a $300 app that did nothing except for you just had like this diamond on your phone. And it was literally just people could buy it to show off that they bought it. It eventually got taken down. I think this was one of the original like iPhone apps because I remember, reading about it. But I'm just like, people are...
One of my ideas for a game was just called the Achievement Game on Xbox 360. You buy the game and you press a button, you get the full $1,000 or 1,000-point score.
I mean, there's a game like that.
There are games that you press start at the opening screen and you get an achievement.
Well, yeah, no, but I mean, like, there is a game that the entire point is everything you do gives you an achievement. And so you have to, like, finish the level by getting all of the achievements. Because it's like... Okay, started the level achievement. Walk forward, walk backward, jump, duck, grab a coin, die. Like, there's a bunch of... I can't remember what that's called.
That sounds more interesting than my game.
Oh, no, yeah. that's
my game was just put it in, press start, got the achievements, trade it in. GameStop will take it for $3, sell it for 55. Because that's how they roll.
Gaming Grounds will give you $4 and sell it for 50.
Yeah, we're better. Marginally. Derek, so let's start with Derek's Boxdorfer. We watched Money in the Bank with Derek at the Scott Trade Center in St. Louis, Missouri on Sunday. Nice guy. I got nothing against him.
The way you say that, though, is I'm like, yeah. I'm expecting a follow-up. But he crossed me, and I will never speak to him again.
I don't like to be crossed, that's for sure. I'll throw my shirt off, $200. I'll fight anybody. I don't care if you're military. Derek's Boxdorfer said, Teen Titans Go, absolutely. Absolutely. What an awful reintroduction of a franchise.
Yeah, that was god awful.
But it's still going. Yeah. So is it a franchise killer?
No, yeah, again, this whole episode is just going to be people like, well, you guys talked about, you said it's going to be franchise killers, but it's all stuff that still it was successful or kept happening. It's just shut up. Stuff we don't like and
we're
stuff.
We're not talking about you fans.
Our own right. Personal.
Some different fans.
This is stuff we like that there are very bad versions of.
He also said anything that's not OG Scooby-Doo. I disagree with that.
I do
Scooby-Doo
too.
Sucked to begin with.
I don't disagree with it for that reason, though.
I grew up with Scooby-Doo,
and I've told the story before that one of the best days of my life was I was playing Tiny Toons on Super Nintendo, and it was Easter, and my mom was like, hey, you want to stop playing that game? You've been playing it for like 3 days straight, and my eyes were bleeding. And I said, no, nothing will take me away from this game. And then she pulls out a DVD, Scooby-Doo meets Batman and Robin. VHS. Wasn't DVDs at the time. Mm-hmm. And I remember my mouth dropped and I was like, oh my God! And I grabbed it. But looking back on it now, what a terrible goddamn show that was.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
There was never a monster.
No, that was the point.
But it's the point every time. Yeah. It's like real life. Every time I think there's something supernatural that's going to make me believe, it turns out to be that old man down the street who diddles kids.
It's the old janitor.
And he would have got away for
who
it
got
too.
Fired.
If it wasn't for Allie.
Okay.
Our old friend and creator of this particular topic, Hunter Hendricks, says, you're going to hate me when I say Ghostbusters 2016. I don't hate you for that. It's an opinion. I don't think Ghostbusters 2... No, you know what? No, I agree with him. I 100% agree with him. Ghostbusters 2016 did kill the franchise, but not because of the movie, but because of the backlash. And I'm not saying Hunter, because Hunter watched the movie and formed an opinion based on his taste. I'm talking about the people, like, you know who hated the movie before it ever came out.
Just as soon as they announced that it was all female cast. Yeah.
They ruined the Ghostbusters franchise forever. The movie, even if the movie wasn't great, it would be hard to kill a franchise that had put out already terrible things, like the last few seasons of Real Ghostbusters when it was just Slimer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would be hard to kill that franchise off because it's so beloved. Even if the movie wasn't great, it still would have survived. It would have had to have been the worst movie of all time.
It just generated a whole lot of ill will.
It generated a whole bunch of negativity. But it wasn't the movie's fault. It was those people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I actually agree with you, Hunter. Mm-hmm. Look at that. And he said Sonic 06 was undeniably terrible.
Oh, yeah. No, that was also on my list.
Was that on your list?
Yeah.
It was bad.
Oh, so bad. And there's people that defend that game.
There are. I have people that come in and buy the game looking for it specifically. Some of them say it's because it's so bad. Other people are like, yeah, dude, it was my favorite.
It's like oh, you need... it's like, listen, I need you to talk to my friend Asa. ask him about Turtles 3.
Aww.
And just some of these men... Leave the memories alone.
And he said it was Sonic 3D Blast that first disappointed me. I remember getting that too and thinking, this isn't Sonic.
No.
This isn't Sonic at all. He says, I also legitimately thought Resident Evil 6, that is everything but Leon's campaign, would be the end of that franchise. I thought the same thing about the movie. The second movie? The first time I saw the second movie, I thought, well, this is the last one because this one's so stupid.
And didn't they just release the final one? And it was like Resident Evil 12?
Yeah, and they're rebooting it.
Are they really? Yeah,
already.
Okay, so are they rebooting it as that movie franchise, or are they rebooting it to be a little bit more faithful to, like, the games?
I'm hoping the latter. I don't think they can do anything else with the movie, like, as with it is. Alice. Yeah, yeah, it's got to be dead. And Dalton followed up by saying,
undead
saying
now.
Cody shouldn't watch the new Ghostbusters first. Oh, Dalton. Jake
don't
Andrew.
Like how you just glossed over my zombie joke about Resident Evil, but okay.
I got it. It's not for me to laugh. It's for the audience to laugh. Jake says, Mass Effect Andromeda has the IP on the shelf. He's kind of right on that.
I think Jesse also has it, but I don't think he's played it yet.
I don't think he has either.
It's Jesse or Hunter?
Well, Hunter has it, and Hunter was very hesitant to play it at first. He told us that it took him a while to get into it, but now that he's gotten into it, he really likes it.
Okay.
So yeah, I think
Jesse does. It hasn't played it yet.
I think Mass Effect is right on the fence because they shut that studio down too.
Well, because instead of it going to the actual BioWare team that did all of the first three Mass Effects, it went to this offshoot team, while the real BioWare is making Anthem,
right?
Which I go back to listen to E3, our E3 show. Because
you should, because it was a great show.
It was good.
It was a good show.
Oh, wait, that was the one 2 weeks ago.
No,
we'll
that was Sunday.
To that one too.
That was Sunday.
I mean, we mentioned it.
We talked about Anthem again.
Yeah, we talked
about
it a little bit.
He also says the Crow franchise was bad after Brandon Lee passed away filming the first one. That's true, but I think that's an unfortunate accident.
Yeah, you can't really blame
You can't blame them. But they did make three really and I think it's just three, maybe more. They made three terrible sequels after that. With a new person in the role of the Crow each time, and none of them were good.
So I've only seen the first one. Were they portrayed as like it's a different person inheriting the spirit of the Crow?
Yes.
Okay.
Each
it's not
time
like
it's a different person.
They weren't trying to do the same. Okay.
Right. Because the first one was Eric Draven. The second one was what was his name? It was something Perez, if I remember correctly. And the third one was like named Corvon. It was played by Vincent Perez, I think. And the third one was like Edward Furlong. And then the fourth was Eric Mabius. I think that's his name. But it was just bad after the first one. It was.
Like, was it Marcus Corvon?
I knew you were going to make that joke. I hope you would forget.
Steel trap for 2000s era jobbers.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, I'm sorry. I loved Monty Brown. I truly did. But you're going to tell me he was anything other than
Did he not hit you with the pouts? I'm sorry. Brett DeVault says amazing. Hey, Brett, I haven't seen that guy in a while. How you doing? Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2. The complete personality swap of the characters ruined them. I agree. I hate the Amazing Spider-Man series.
We did a show on that.
We did. JR was on it.
That was the one with Jesse, wasn't it?
Oh, we did one on just two.
Okay.
No, we did two versus Spider-Man 3.
Amazing Spider-Man 2 versus Spider-Man 3.
And I'm surprised no one has Spider-Man 3 listed as the franchise killer. Because
I think everyone's just kind of... Like, it's that mob mentality of just repressing a terrible thing.
Yeah. I thought Amazing Spider-Man 1 was pretty good. It wasn't great, but I liked it. But I hated 2. I absolutely hated 2. I remember when we were watching it, I was just getting angrier as we were watching it. Cars 2, even though I didn't like the first one either, I will admit that Cars 1 is entertaining, and I can see why people like it. Cars 2 was an abomination. I'm shocked they made a Cars 3, and that it actually is getting good reviews.
Maybe they learned from their mistakes from Cars 2.
Yeah, the mistake was putting freaking, what's his name? Sleeveless Joe. What is it?
What? Are you talking about Larry the Cable Guy?
Larry the Cable Guy. Redneck guy, yeah. Yeah, he should not be the main character in anything.
Oh, was he the main character of 2?
Yeah, pretty much. Ooh. He was a spot. Yeah.
You got Owen Wilson.
Don't watch it.
Isn't it Owen Wilson? I don't know. I haven't seen any of them.
It was. It was. Derek Boxdorfer, by the way, disagrees. Andrew Garfield nailed it. Best Spider-Man, in my opinion. You're wrong, sir.
Yeah.
You are wrong.
Your opinion is bad and you should feel bad.
I still like Tobey Maguire better than Andrew Garfield.
I mean,
I thought he was a better Peter Parker, Spider-Man.
He did a better Peter Parker, but Andrew Garfield had the quips.
Yeah.
As Spider-Man, I feel like, that Tobey Maguire didn't.
I feel like those first three Spider-Man movies, though, were just different. It was a different feel. It was a more serious Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm super excited for Homecoming.
Was it Tom Holland?
Yeah.
Is his name? I think he's going to be the best Spider-Man.
He's adorable.
He's a little guy. He's like Marco Stunt. He's just a little guy.
I watched an interview that he had on Ellen, because sometimes I just watch random segments from talk shows. And he was like...
Even Moy Povich?
No, she watches the entire episodes when she's here.
Oh, yeah. Who's the daddy?
And so he was on there and he was talking about how he did the interview and they said, we'll call you with if you got to let you know if you got the part or not. And like weeks went by and he was just like, oh, I guess I didn't get the part. And then his buddy's like, oh, look on Instagram. And that's how I found out he got the part, was because they posted it on Instagram. It was like, our new Spider-Man. And then he gets a call. Was like, so yeah, you got the part. And he was like, well... Thanks.
I would have
found out.
It would have been funny if he would have been like, oh, I already took another gig. I didn't hear from you guys.
I guess I can drop it as he's looking through his empty calendar.
I just saw a thing on Reddit where
a similar thing happened to James Comey.
Someone did a compilation of him. It started with him saying like, yeah, the studio doesn't really let me talk to people anymore because I accidentally keep like revealing stuff. And then it was just like two or three things that he had like accidentally revealed on talk shows. Like,
there's gonna be more than one Spider-Man movie.
Like, he's like, yeah, so, you know, they've got me locked down for like the first three movies. Oh, there's gonna be three movies? Oh, I don't think I was supposed to say that. just stuff like that. And then he did the Ewan McGregor thing where how during all of his fight scenes,
he made the
swoosh noise. And he's like, and the sound guy, just like every time I had to shoot the webs, which is 95% of the movie, I'm just, just making the sounds. Like, oh, that makes me so happy. I want to be your friend.
Who else we got here? Jake Andrew again. Jake said Fantastic Four was a terrible film. And
which
one?
Yes.
Well,
all three of them.
The first movie was bad but enjoyable. The second movie I thought was decent. Like, I thought that was actually a decent movie. Everybody complained about Galactus not being a giant guy in a purple leotard. Leotard? Whatever. I thought the way they did him was cool, but I can see why they were upset.
It was an interesting take on it, because the reason Galactus looks like the way he does is because he is just this giant space entity that consumes. He doesn't. Right. He's not a bad guy. He is just a force of nature that takes on the fears of whatever planet he's about to consume.
Which kind of so, makes like, him shitty.
so like mankind is the the greatest threat to the planet. So he takes on of just like a giant grotesque man, and he was created in the 70s.
Right.
So
that's the explanation.
So
right
that's what he looks like. And so I like the idea of it. If they would have stuck strictly to Giant Storm Cloud, I think it would have been okay. But they tried to like get cute with it.
They put his image in it.
And they put the head in it. Yeah. And
I point that out to people and go, no, Galactus is in it. Like, pause here. Yeah. And like, see his helmet? And they're like, I don't see it. Like, how do you not see it? It's right there. I thought the second one was passable. Like, I put it on the same level as
it wasn't
like Punisher Warzone and the lesser superhero movies that aren't good, but like, it's not Elektra. You know, it's not Elektra.
It's no Catwoman.
It's no Fantastic Four, the new one.
Spelled with a four.
That really did break the franchise. Like, is dead after that one. Dalton Anthony, our old friend, says X3 The Last Stand.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. But like Derek replied, they wiped that out with Days of Future Past.
I mean, kind of.
Sort of.
Yeah.
But
they retconned a lot of it, but
they better retcon the shit out of Logan.
But it took two movies to get there.
I know what happens in Logan because Zach spoiled it.
I don't yet. So.
Well, no, I know, and I'm not spoiling anything. It's like, you know the story is that mutants are gone.
Yeah.
Like, that's the, like, if they ever want to do anything else with the franchise, like, they're going to have to retcon that because otherwise, don't get attached to these characters that you know are going to be
alternate
obliterated.
Future. The end.
they better explain that. I want to hear the words. Dalton Anthony also said it didn't necessarily kill it, but WWE 2K15 tainted wrestling games since. I don't know, man. Did you play AAA Lucha Libre? Did you play TNA?
Yeah.
You didn't say WWE games. You said wrestling games.
I mean, there have been bad wrestling.
What was my God. Backyard wrestling. Don't try this at home.
What was the GameCube game where you fought construction workers?
WrestleMania 19, I think.
On the GameCube?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the entire
storyline, yeah.
The story mode was you got fired. You were like the top superstar, and you got fired because reasons. And so you had to work your way back to the WWE by fighting just people on the street. They turned it into like a brawler.
Like the Mortal Kombat game.
These weren't like one-on-one matches where you pinned your opponents. There were like five construction, like you're in a construction site. You're trying to sneak your way back into the arena.
Yeah.
So you have to like go through this adjacent construction yard. And these guys are just trying to stop you because you're trespassing on a work zone. It's very unsafe. And then you just hit finishers and...
They did a similar game on Game Boy where someone kidnaps Stephanie McMahon and Vince like hires you to track him down and you're like Stone Cold or The Rock and maybe Triple H and you have to beat your way up through the levels to figure out who kidnapped the daughter. And then there was WWF Crush Hour.
Crush Hour.
Anyway.
That was a... You, everyone had their own cars that shot missiles and
get
stuff.
Get the twisty rockets, Asa. The twisty rockets. One more from Derek's Boxdorfer. He's all over this podcast now. James Ellsworth killed the Divas Revolution.
Some say James Ellsworth started the Divas Revolution.
I've heard tales that if you listen close, you can still hear the crowd booing him today.
It's true.
Calvin Hebert, Ali, you know him?
Yeah.
He said Metroid Other M.
Yeah.
At which I replied, but it's in your section. It's not supposed to be. And then him and Jake argue a lot. But yeah, Calvin's right. Metroid Other M was a black eye on the... Otherwise, like, they never made a bad Metroid game.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. Like, even the ones that were, like, lesser, like Metroid 2 on Game Boy,
I mean,
was still good.
And they had the other, like, the weird offshoots of, like, Hunters and stuff like that.
Oh, Pinball and things like that. But those don't really count. Like, main franchise, they never made a bad one. And then that came out. And I still think the game was enjoyable. But yeah, I mean,
the gameplay mechanics were fine, but they totally just ruined her character.
They did.
They went from, hey, you're just this awesome
here's this
space
badass
outlaw
bounty hunter to this obedient woman.
And now you literally are almost die because you're not given a direct order to not die.
By a man.
Yeah.
That she was respected so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gross.
What do you think?
GTFO.
Kevin Schenkelberg, the power that do. Says Call of Duty, that series on Xbox 360 as the launch title for the WW2 was great. The WW2, World War II. Modern Warfare and Black Ops. And then I'm sure Autocorrect did this, but I have to say it. Then Infinitude Warfare. Or maybe he meant that. Infinite and Advance, maybe?
It
He's
had
putting
the,
them together?
No, Infinitude. It had the attitude. Infinite attitude.
It's the Infinitude era.
It was the Power Rangers.
Jesus, WTF happened. Also, Sly Cooper and Ratchet and Clank, both awesome platforms. Both went downhill after so many additional titles. Stay on top and don't bleed it out till it becomes shit.
Ratchet and
Guitar
Clank,
Hero.
I will say Ratchet and Clank, at least with the PS4, like the new one that just came out with the reboot of one.
Breathe life.
Yeah, it really did. Like, that's how you do it. And I'm really looking forward to the remakes of Crash Bandicoot, the Insane Trilogy.
I agree with him on Call of Duty, though. We had so much fun with Modern Warfare and Black Ops. And we still like the older game, the newer games, but they just weren't the same.
So, well, because Black Ops 3 was the first ever Call of Duty game that I ever really got into.
And you played it a lot.
And it was only because you guys were playing it so much. And I was like, well, I want to play with my friends, but I'm terrible at these games, so whatever, I'll give it a try. And I started bad. Mm-hmm. Like, I really did. But I stuck with it, and I eventually got...
Better.
I got better. I got,
you
okay.
Got good.
I had a couple platinum guns I was pretty happy with. Yeah. Like that really made me feel good.
But man, you missed the good ones.
And then Infinity Warfare happened, and it was, and like Jesse said, it's just like, it's BS that I'm just getting killed by a better version of my gun.
Right.
That has no downside.
Yep.
So I really want to see what they're going to do with World War II. Cause like I said on the Sunday show, I've done a full 180 from when they announced that it was World War II game and just like, well, that's easily skippable. But seeing as much gameplay as I have, like, I want to know what Kevin, let me know what you think, because I'm curious what, because he's a huge history buff too, apparently.
He is a huge history buff and a huge Call of Duty fan. So Kevin, it's been thrown down. Let us know. We'll read it on the next show.
What are you thinking of World War II?
Yes,
I also want to know what you think of World War II, but that'll be after.
And Mary Jo from Villainous Grounds, our favorite place in Perryville, Missouri, for the best comics, coffee,
people,
and banter.
Yes.
Yeah, we cannot stress enough to go see Villainous Grounds. It is amazing. You will not be disappointed. I just picked up a couple of James Bond comics over there. I bought a $10 comic.
Well, look at you, Oysters comic feller.
A single...
Comics Rockefeller?
Yeah, yeah, that's we'll it. Do that one. I know him. A single James Bond comic is $10. And I don't know why.
You better get to B, James. Does it come with the Aston Martin?
It has a white cover. Just pure white. Nothing.
Is that, was that one of the alternate covers? Like, yeah,
I think it has to be. Cause I asked Mary Jo, I'm like, and David, I'm like, why is this $10? They couldn't give me an answer.
That's got to be the variant cover.
So I bought it anyway.
Because because people who buy those just plain white covers will take them to conventions where like the artists who worked on the book will show up and they will actually like
sign it and
sign it and also sketch a cover for you.
Oh, hell, I am not going to any conventions. That's what the return policy is. but Mary Jo said Batman and Robin. We've already discussed it. Although she criticized Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze. I thought that was one of the few bright spots in the movie.
The character of Mr. Freeze was good, but Schwarzenegger was terrible.
I think the exact opposite. I thought Schwarzenegger was better than the characterization, because the characterization was so bad. Because yes, he still had he still had the wife thing.
That's strictly what I'm talking about.
Just the wife thing.
That's all that I'm talking about is the whole thing, because they kept the Heart of Ice story from the animated series that won a friggin' Emmy.
Yes.
That's good. But yeah, the ice puns were terrible.
Yeah.
And his delivery of them, I hated.
But you know, that's why I liked it, because I don't know if he knew it was going to be bad, so he just went over the top, or if he was seriously trying to be like serious.
Yeah.
But he makes it fun. The ice puns are so bad, they're good. It's kitschy. It's kitschy comedy.
It's also the one that just ruined Bane.
Oh yeah.
Well, I will never forget. Like that.
Well, Bane, big dummy. Bane lifts.
Yeah. No, he's not, he's only just dumb. He's just a meathead. He doesn't even speak. He don't know English.
Yeah, it is. He says Bane.
Mm-hmm.
He says Bane. He goes, "Rrr!" He's Braun Strowman.
Oh, honey.
At World's End, that was the end of Tolerance for Captain Jack. So that was the third movie even. That wasn't even the fourth one. That was still in the original trilogy.
That's the Ridge Tridge.
Yeah. That's the 8-hour movie, I believe. that was bad. I like Orange Juice, the song. What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know what that one is.
Because P-Pap was more than enough from Japanese comedian Daimo Kasaka.
Is this still Mary Jo?
I think she's stroking.
Are you okay?
She stroked out. I like orange juice. Allie's dying over here thinking about it.
We're going to have to look this up. We will look this up after the show and we will get back to you. Juice. I promise you, Mary Jo.
And she says, along with every cat video.
No!
Oh, snap. Throwing the gauntlet down.
Gauntlet's down.
Stroke
on Allie.
Made her angry.
All right, we got to get out of here. That's going to do it for us tonight. Thank you.
I'm genuinely surprised no one said any of the James Bond movies.
I don't think there was a franchise killer. Like, even the bad ones weren't the worst.
I mean, not a franchise killer in the sense they didn't make any more, but I mean, there were... this is a whole other show.
Which one? Which
Pierce
one are you
thinking? Brosnan.
No.
Everything after GoldenEye.
Oh, well.
The World Is Not Enough.
Tomorrow Never Dies.
Yeah.
I thought Tomorrow Never Dies was fine in a bubble.
Die Another Day.
Okay, that's the one I was thinking of. Die Another Day. Is that the one with Halle Berry?
I don't know. That's the one with
the Madonna song.
The Madonna song where she just, Sigmund Freud. For no reason.
Which is really sad, because I still, and it's just a personal opinion, but I still feel like GoldenEye is my favorite Bond movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's my favorite Bond movie. I'm not saying it's the best,
probably. That's fair, but just.
But I completely agree with the rest of them.
I feel like as a whole, Pierce Brosnan was a terrible James Bond.
I thought he was a great James Bond. The movies weren't that great. Cool. Okay, that's another show.
Next week, the Bond feud.
Set your clocks.
Culminates.
Ladies and gentlemen. All right. We'll see you tomorrow for Pro Wrestling Unscripted. We're going to cover Money in the Bank. We're going to talk about that thing that happened at Money in the Bank that everyone's talking about that we have a problem with.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to get pretty angry about that. Allie has words and she's going to use them. We're also going to preview this weekend and maybe a separate show we talked about doing, a smaller show for CCW.
Yeah, because we're basically going to end up trying to catch up some of the bigger, because some fairly big stuff happened last week that we didn't end up getting talked about.
That's a whole other story.
I'm hoping Dalton and I can talk about the Stride show.
Yeah.
Mount Vernon for the Youth Build organization.
Yeah. And so we'll have a lot to talk about tomorrow. Dalton will be here with us, of course, myself, Asa, and Allie. Until then, guys, you know, head over to that patreon.com/podzilla1985. Let's get some subscribers and shove that money right down Jesse Kimball's throat. We'll see you tomorrow on PW. Have a great night. Later.